I'm a carp.
Oh, Amrit. Hi there, dear. How are you?
I'm good, hon. How are you?
Good, good. Did you get any answers from any of those lawyers?
I'm meeting with one. What, today's Wednesday? I believe it's tomorrow. I can't remember if it was tomorrow or the next day, but I believe it's tomorrow to see if he will accept my case.
Wonderful. We are praying for you. We are.
I am so grateful.
Okay. Satnam, who else is here?
Satnam from California.
Satnam? Yes. Hi, welcome. Thanks for posting to the Ning. You've seen some amazing things happen.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
Yeah. Okay, who else? There are a couple more people?
Guru Atma.
Hi, Guru Atma. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And who else?
Sakatara from
Istanbul. Kelly.
Oh, good. Sakatara and Kelly. Welcome, dears. Sakatara made an excellent point in that the people who were actually on the live call helped to ground this energy from Baba Siddhi Chand. So we really appreciate your calling in live. I know lots of people can't and so have to rely on the recording that you're here. Satnam,
it's Irit from New Jersey.
Hi, Irit. How are you?
I'm okay. I missed the first one, but I tuned in. I got your email, and I listened to it. It was beautiful, and so now I'll be tuned in every week.
Oh, good. Okay, now it's about 1 minute past 10. I think that we should tune in. So
okay.
I'm going to let everybody know that we will be tuning in at 1 past 10 every morning, every Wednesday morning. Okay, so be sure to call a little early. Okay, so please sit straight. Palms together at the center of the chest and breathe. Inhaling Sat, exhaling Nam, eyes at the third eye point. Then inhale to begin. Om. You do the long deep breath, begin heart breath by imagining that the air is actually going out of your heart. You're still breathing through your nose, long and deep. Imagine the air is actually the energy is going out of your heart. Allow your heart to open. Let it be free. And now join with all the hearts of everybody on this call and with everybody who will tune into this by the recording. Feel our energy connecting. And feel Baba Sudhichand right here in the middle of our circle. This beautiful, radiant, powerful and calm energy. Now, we would also like to take Amrit's intention, you know, she's the one that we're praying for 40 days, and put it right there also with Baba Sudhichand, joining of hearts. Breathe. Deeply, exhaling through the heart. And inhale. Hold the breath. Allow the connection to continue, and exhale. And welcome.
Thank you.
Baba Sudhichand says, welcome. He told me earlier that he has a surprise for you, so I have no clue what's going to happen yet. So, okay, so he says, okay, so the name of this recording is called Gird Your Loins. Okay, what? Let's see what that means. He says, that a protective energy is available to anyone who opens themselves to it. He says, this protective energy does not cut you off from anything. But what it does is kind of like a neutralizer of energy. You know, when you have a short in an electrical machine, how it goes, and you know, the connection is crazy and it's dangerous. And so on. Well, that's where the energies are going these days. It's like a short circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not connected in the same ways that they used to. And that's the reason people are experiencing so much pain, you know. Things are coming up that have been buried for generations, for lifetimes. And that means not only in ourselves, but also in other people. Be careful to not, how can I say, don't rub on the speaker or the phone because we can all hear it. be very careful about what's happening. So this protective energy acts more like, you know, when you have a sore on your skin, if you put a balm on that, B-A-L-M. If you put a balm on that, it calms down the inflammation. It makes things not flare up as much, and it helps the healing process. So he says that energy is available to anyone who would tune into that level of energy. So he's saying, this is how you do it. you find yourself a calm and cozy place. That could be in front of your altar. That could be out in nature. Or it could be holding your child in your arms. He says you will know when it's calm and cozy. And then he says to begin long, deep breathing from the belly. He says you can do it now. Begin long, deep breathing from your belly. Oh, this is why it's called girding your loins, because it's in that area. Okay. Deep breathing from your belly. And put all your calmness and all your attention there, at your navel point. It says, no matter whatever else is going on in your life, be very centered on this calmness that is in your belly with a long, deep breathing. He says, know who you are. He says, you are that calmness. And all those other things to do, to get done, those are actually sort of the next layer. They're extraneous. This calmness is who you are. And this calmness is what is going to take you into this new time, into this new age. This is how you insulate those, you could say insulate those wires that are causing the short circuiting. This is the place of reconnection. Breathe. Now keep going deeper and deeper to know who you are. He says, don't just call me the powerful light being, he says. Understand that that is also who you are. And that is why you have come to Earth this time, to resurrect that within yourself and know yourself as that. That is what will carry you into this new time. And that is what will carry many with you in this new time, into this new time. This is not a superficial calmness. Go deeper and deeper and deeper. He says, when you are in this depth, you know, you simply know, you simply are. Because you may not know ahead. You might not even know what you have accomplished, but when you are in this place of calmness, of depth, of knowing, that is when you are totally connected to this time, to his energy, and to the energy of all the enlightened beings. He says, never ever separate yourself from the enlightened beings. He says, pull up a seat to the table. Never keep yourself back. Our old culture has taught us that there is high and there is low. He says, that's not right. He says, you are the highest, what we would call the highest, and that is at your center. That is what you are contacting right now. Breathe. Allow yourself to be in the company of enlightened beings. This is who you are. And we simply have a humility to be there with them. This is how we connect into that radiance of who we are. good now, my dears. Please shed any idea that you are not an enlightened being. Shed it right now. Let it melt off of you. Good. Open to that light. Oh, good. And now let your whole self fill with that light, consciously, totally fill with that light and radiate. Let it also radiate out of your heart, out of your third eye, and out of every bit of your being. Relax totally into this beautiful light of who you are. You are at the table with all the enlightened beings. Make your connection now. Feel the blessing of it. Maintain it. Allow it to be fixed in your body, your psyche, and your aura. You have girded your loins, my dears. And from this place of connection, from this total connection, that is how you can move safely into this new time. It is your place of knowing. You don't have to get worried and read forecast. You just be in your place of total connection. And allow the feeling, the knowing, the hearing, the seeing to come right through you. Inhale. And exhale. And continue to allow the energy to move through you. And we are so, so grateful to Bubba Siddhi Chan for sharing it with us. Now, did anybody have any realizations, ideas, experience that they would like to share?
I could see us all sitting at the table, and as you said, to connect everybody's heart, beams just came out from everybody's heart and connected to each other.
Isn't that wonderful? This is Amrit.
Yes.
And this is Satkarta. This morning during my meditation, I have the feeling of Baba Seishan coming. And the thought was like, "Wow, oh, you are like me." And I immediately said, no, I'm not that so great. But of course I want to do the work I need to do on this planet with the most best I can and with the humility you need to be. Look, it was like, it's like something similar happened now to confirm me that I like him, but that I have the energy.
Oh, wonderful. And you got that this morning even before our session.
Yes.
Well, man, he's on target today, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
something about Tibet.
Is it Satnam?
Yes.
Hi, dear. What about Tibet?
I don't know. When we were doing it, that's all I heard was Tibet, 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 Tibet.
Okay, so tune in now. And what about Tibet?
It's a place of connection.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question, and you see that how it feels to you. Have you learned this technique in another lifetime when you were in Tibet?
This technique that we just did?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what do you mean another lifetime?
Another lifetime. Were you in Tibet?
Yes.
I'm asking Satnam.
Oh, okay.
Satnam?
That area, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you learn these kinds of things there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So now it's our remembering time, too. He's helping us with that.
You know, the week before we started, we bought this new TV.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, you know, beautiful images. You know, the nice the night my husband bought this TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the first program that came on was a travel program through Tibet. And it was just, I never sit and watch a whole hour of TV, but I was like captivated. And ever since then, it's like, that's all that's been coming through.
Is it like a big thing to you?
Is it like what?
A big memory? Like you recognize it?
It's not like a visual memory, but a heart connection.
Right, right. Great. Thank you. Get it. Did you have any experience or idea?
You know, it's funny. I can never distinguish whether it's my experience or my thinking, but I really sat on the table, and Yogi Bhajan was sitting there, and that all these enlightened beings, I don't even know them. I don't even know faces or anything like that. So I just put a smile and continue, you know, breathing.
Good.
And I said, wow, look at this. Look where, you know, look where we are. Look what's going on. It's beautiful.
Right, right. Yeah. Did it feel good? Did it feel right to be there?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. We're at a time when we are forgetting who we thought we were. And coming into the realization of who we actually are. That's what he's... So keep this up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Step right up to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And listen. We'll humbly listen.
I felt like everyone acknowledged and said we were all doing a lot, even if we didn't think so, and that we're all enough, and just to really be acknowledged.
Absolutely. Guru Atma?
Yes.
Guru Atma, good. That's a very important point.
And everyone just nodded, you know, like, hello, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No words, just acknowledgement.
Right. It's a settling of your energy into the planet and into this planetary consciousness. Okay,
Tidigia?
Yes.
Satnam, this is Ruth Londre. I just, with the last speaker that spoke, I just wanted to acknowledge that I had a similar experience where I was invited to the table, and it was a lot of, a lot of smiles and huge, mm-hmm. huge table, and everyone was very inviting, and they just nodded, just to acknowledge mm-hmm. your presence and very welcoming.
Isn't that wonderful that you all saw that same thing? I think we all had pretty much that same experience. Right?
<Wow.
laughs>
Yeah.
It was the reality of it. Thank you. So now don't forget that we would love it if you would post your own experience of this on that Ning website. It's called soulanswer.ning, N-I-N-G.com. And you can post your experiences there. Or you can go to my website, and it has a link to go there, and it will tell you how to actually make that post. So God bless you all. I really appreciate you, and thank you for us all joining together as
thank you.
Synergies from Baba Ton. Oh, he's so happy. He is so happy.
Again?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? This is Irit.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I wanted to move to the ashram, and you know my situation, and I'm
yes.
still waiting for my real estate to be sold. I can't move, so I don't have the money to move. Do you think that there is like some kind of you know, bad energy around the property that I can't sell it? It's been already like 8 months in the market, and I'm just like sitting waiting for it. So do you think, Baba,
I'm going to tune in, and he says, don't worry about it, dear. This is the time for your deep meditation. It's like you're being in a cave yogi right now, and that's mm-hmm. just fine. He says it's very important to ground yourself in that way before you actually do come to the ashram. Okay? Mm-hmm. So don't worry about it. Just put your faith and trust in his hands, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, and by the way, sometimes now when I read your posting on that Ning website,
yes.
this morning he said, oh, he wanted to comment, so I put him on one of those. Okay, so God bless you. And
thank you so much.
Yes, and we thank Baba Tsuditan. He's so happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell him we love him.
In his return, believe me.
Thank you. Thank you, Satnam.
Okay, palms at the center of the chest. Inhale.
Thank you.
Hey, Satnam, dear.